Life. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Ruben Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lusaka's Valletta residents raise alarm over a prolonged sewer crisis. Kayosha resident raises concern over rising child marriages. And in African news, at least 42 killed in Chad after water well dispute escalates. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Malata, a community near Kablonga in Lusaka, have raised concern over a long-standing sewer problem, which they say has affected the area for more than a decade. The residents say the aging and damaged sewer pipes are exposing them to serious health risks, including possible cholera outbreaks, particularly during the rainy season. In an interview with a Kumbon Radio News crew that visited the area, residents also noted that the situation has contributed to environmental pollution and poor air quality within the community. They lamented that despite repeated attempts to seek assistance, little progress has been made in addressing the challenge. However, the residents have commended Mr. Moses Ezekazwe, who through his foundation has responded by engaging a local contractor who has since moved on site to begin works on the most critical sections aimed at preventing further deterioration of the situation. The residents are now calling for a complete overhaul of the older sewer infrastructure in order to improve sanitation and reduce the risk of waterborne disease outbreaks in Malata compound. A resident of Kayosha area in 15 miles has raised concern over the rising cases of child marriage, where young girls enter into unions at a tender age but later return home due to various challenges. Lakson Namalala says the trend requires urgent attention as it denies the children their rights to education and a better future. He has since urged parents to refrain from allowing their children to engage in early marriages, stressing the importance of parental guidance in protecting children. Mr. Namalala has also called on government to impose a stiffer punishment on individuals involved in child marriages.
Kamapezeka che mamimba vakwatiri wa 2 3 days achoka muchikwati aenda ko inangu mamona tenga so chato so naive yishifunika yakonzoi wako so dati yankara ko vana vaenda munjira mene ifuniki ivi zvinhu zvamene muchiita zvireta che mafuto pamafuto anzai fuka chakuti insalamu mungaidi apa pamene within short days yasira deni mafuto futi ya bwera ujamwana enda futi kabatingati mwana endela munjira ya mucha apunzira nini nikudia kuzamba che kupeza na paka ntiu pankani yo ningafuniko kuti vaikila konzeru manini wakapeza kutikuli muntu wa mena hapa tuisa mwana munjira ya mene yo wa musu ingako so dati vena ngubapunzira hapo kutuo kansi hapa parivuto hapa.
Meanwhile, the church in Kayosha area has intensified efforts to curb child marriage. Prophetess Precious Lungu says that through church programs, children are being taught the importance of education and making informed life choices.
Not because if not have attend, because our fun, because school is very important. And after all, wanga na mimba, olo na mana umoz, you can still go back to school because that is the life of the child. So tuwa limbi sababu na wao nse, afuika tibu apunzi, afu school ndiye muri umoyo wa muntu. Yes. So any marriage my apa manje angala ko bwino kuno because of PSAs anaisi kukamba hapo kuti vana Africa kuya because as a church na ipanga tepeteka then we are even talking about tumaitana magirl child vantu wote anasiana kwa uzeta school is really important because ingati unapunjira kupasa poli ma kuno na grow difficult kwa ati but ingati unapepa yako you are able to do whatever you want to do.
Motorists and residents along the recently graded Kawama Stretch in Kapirimpochi have raised concerns over excessive dust emissions, which they say are posing health risks. Taxi operators who frequently use the route say they are among the most affected, reporting that dust levels have increased significantly during the current dry season. In interviews with Common Ready News, the drivers have called on relevant authorities to urgently intervene by deploying a water bowser to regularly spray the road and reduce dust. And residents living near the Kawama Road have also expressed concern over air pollution caused by the dust, saying it is affecting their daily lives.
Yeah, we're able to move at least in a conducive environment despite the dust. Yeah, the road is dusty. Our expectations are to see the avidity. They should be watering the road because it is creating a havoc to the residents who are by the roadside. We have got the residents who have built their houses by the road.
Kitwe District Commissioner Once Mongonomo has called for a shift towards unannounced workplace inspections, saying the current practice of informing companies ahead of compliance audits is weakening safety standards. Speaking during the Health and Safety Open Day hosted by the Occupational Health and Safety Institute in Kitwe, Mr. Ngonomo said advance notice of inspections often leads to only temporary compliance. He explained that while companies attend to meet the safety requirements when they know inspectors are coming, standards often drop once the inspections are completed. Mr. Ngonomo expressed concern that even some government departments only prepare for audits when they are scheduled instead of maintaining continuous compliance. He has since stressed that workplaces should be ready for inspection at any time and maintain consistent safety standards without prior warning.
For compliance, and you are now, you are right for date, carry out the compliance, you will find compliance. As soon as you leave, you will not find the compliance. It will go away. I'm always amazed when I see some of the government departments that they tell me, DC, the auditors are coming, we are working late. My response is they should fire you. Now, you must be ready for an audit every day if you are doing your job. You must be ready for an inspection in a plant at any day, any time. 01, you open the door for the inspector to come. But if you've been running the system, that the safety manager is the IG and the supervisor is under safety.
We break a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi valola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zama